Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. And let's get the show started today. And today, it's part three.
And we promise you, though, sorry to cut you off. This will be the last part to this real estate mistake series. Mariah, let's get us going.
Yeah. This seems like the never-ending episode, but we promise we're going to wrap it up today. We're going to give you the rest of the mistakes that you don't want to make.
What number are we on?
I changed the way that we counted I don't even know what we're on.
Do we have seven to do today?
We have seven left. Okay. So 25 minus seven.
18. Yeah. We're number 18.
We do love to talk, so we
will get through it. But
got to get through the seven.
But we also at the very end are going to talk a little bit about what makes a house a good investment. So definitely stay tuned until the end. You're not going to want to miss anything today.
Okay. Hey, and before we go though. The audience needs to hear this. Mariah, what's your coffee order? We're breaking the ice here.
Okay. I got an iced oat milk latte with honey. Usually I get it plain, but I decided to add some honey today.
Okay. So if you want to go a good coffee order.
Nice and creamy.
Locally,
dairy-free.
Locally to Bentley's Coffee. Mm-hmm. That's where we like to go before every show.
It's so a good place
shout
to go.
Out. Yeah. We love Bentley's Coffee. So.
Yes. Okay. All right. So firstly, we have skipping the loan pre-approval step. That is a mistake. That's a huge mistake. But I think that's kind of, in my opinion, a hard mistake to make because if you're working with an agent, which you should, and we already covered that, that was one of the other mistakes, is not working with an agent to buy a house. But if you are working with an agent to buy a house,
I think it happens more than we think.
Won't be able to, because I would be shocked if any agent would work with you if you haven't talked to a lender yet. But I guess there's some rookie agents that maybe don't really know what they're doing and would. But
we'll say I'm a buyer and I don't have an agent for the most part, and I only want to work with like a for sale by owner or just go to open houses every weekend and just wait until that perfect home fits.
I think
that's kind of like that category, though. There's a lot of those people that walk into my open houses and I ask, hey, have you talked to a lender yet? Have you been pre-qualified? And usually the answer is no, or they just say that because they don't want to talk to me anymore. So we don't really know the realistic answer, but I think it does happen more than we do think. If you are looking to purchase or buy a house, don't make that mistake. And honestly, every real estate agent, if they're usually doing business, they have a lender to refer you to. I always refer you to my personal lender that I personally use just because I trust him the most. So why wouldn't I put you in his best care to get the job done for you as well?
Yeah, good answer. All right, mistake number two is falling in love with the first property you see. And I'm going to say that backtrack a little bit. We didn't explain, if anyone's jumping in right now and they didn't watch the first or listen to the first two episodes, basically what we're doing, just to, real quick, is we have an article from HGTV.com talking about the top 25 biggest real estate mistakes. So we're making our way through the list slowly but surely and sharing our opinion on them. That's where these mistakes came from. So anyway, all right. So this one right here, falling in love with the first property you see. I do not think that's a mistake. I strongly disagree. I think we've done that like twice now. We did that and it worked out well. I think if you just know if it's the house, that's for you, you kind of sometimes just have a gut feeling and you know it's the house for you and you don't have to look at any others. So I do not think that's a mistake. Also, if you, especially in a seller's market, if you wait, if you have that feeling and you think, okay, I love this house, it's the first house you see, but you want to go look at others first before making an offer, you're probably going to miss out on that first one. And it might have been the best one for you because you don't really have time to go look. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. And there are markets that are different than this one, obviously. There's so many buyers out there. We don't really have that luxury of waiting until the perfect home or the next one comes up. Oftentimes, we're working with clients where their rent or their rent and their tenancy is over in the end of November, early December, I believe. And so time is of the essence for them.
They rent's coming up. Yeah. Rent's going to get about a 10% boost on a lot of homes beginning next year.
That too.
And so that's why there's just that never ending quote. I mean, it doesn't beat being a homeowner. You can't beat being a homeowner. Just because you are investing in yourself, you can make tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars over a short amount of time just with investing in yourself, which is a roof over your head.
Right. But despite that, it's an investment. So
yes.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with falling in love with the first property you see. Number three, well, the next third one that we're going to talk about today is buying without a professional inspection. And I think that's...
Let's take a second on this okay. one too. Let's talk about it.
I mean, as a realtor, I would never advise a buyer to buy a house without a professional inspection. What do you think about this?
Well, the reason I say let's take a second because I'm the guy where I can like look at the whole opportunity, and there's some opportunities where it's like take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Don't buy this home with an inspection. And you're in that position to know better or not. My advice though is always do get a home inspection, a professional home inspection. There have been some clients that I've worked with that want to even go a cheaper way and just bring over a friend or a buddy that has experience in contracting and that type of work.
Yeah.
I recommend you don't do that. You know, it's because oftentimes they're not trained to have that professional eye. Being in the car industry in that business for a while, myself personally in the past, I was able to, just through experience, just know what was wrong in certain cars and seats and leathers and stuff like that. So I just had a knack to know what to look for. These professional home inspectors have that same eye. They do these routinely, daily, every week. This is their full-time jobs. And they're going through so many things on a list. Okay, like imagine every working aspect thing in your home that needs to be checked. These home inspectors are doing that. And in cost-wise, it's not breaking the bank, okay? It's going to cost you maybe $375 to $675. And the reason I say those price differences is because of square footage usually. Not every home's the same. Year builds, stuff like that, property types, those things are all to consider in that quote. But those home inspections are really important, right. I think, because it's going to do a lot of things for you, including save you money when it comes to negotiating in your inspection period. And in every offer, you are obligated to have an inspection period. You could go 10 days. I like doing 12 just because, and these are business days. These give us, you know, 2.5 weeks on average to perform these inspections, negotiate them, and get them dealt with.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine me walking into a house and just saying I'll take it by looking around at it.
Yeah.
I don't know what to look for, honestly. I can't crawl up into the attic and look around and see what's up there. I can't crawl under the house generally.
Yeah, there's a huge liability.
Absolutely. So hire somebody that can do all that and knows what to look for.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you can't see most of the things. And even, I mean, we've had times with new construction homes that things come up. So you really just don't know. Is it the biggest mistake ever? It can be, but I think it just depends on the home.
Well, it could be pretty
expensive.
Yeah. When you buy a home and you find out the foundation on it is... is broke or unsloped. We got an issue, you know.
You know, you could have any number of other things. I mean,
sewer.
What if mice has crawled in and bitten through a lot of the wires and the electricity and stuff, or you got dry rot in the bathroom or the kitchens and you didn't know about it?
Right. And there it is. You just simply didn't know about it until it was performed. And that's why I'm saying let's really use this. This might be one of the second most important aspects in a real estate transaction. I think first it comes to lending, making sure your documentation, your pre-approval is all in line, you're good to go. And then I would say it's your inspection period, because I don't believe it's worth buying a home inspection free. And we are in a market where we've seen it. we are getting offers sent to us. Hey, we're buying it as is, inspection free. Let's move on straight up to the appraisal process. And those happen because we're in such a competitive market.
But I've also heard you say this may be the biggest thing you'll ever buy in your life.
Exactly.
Why would you do it without an inspection?
Right. Yeah. And the average sales price is what, $426,000 in Southeast Salem right now?
Mm-hmm.
That is so much money to just be throwing out there, you know, without any due diligence. And I say often we got to make some educated decisions. That's one of them. And
yeah.
I firmly believe we need to be intentional when it comes to our inspection periods, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. You can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about the top 25 real estate mistakes.
The next real estate mistake that you could make is overlooking the extra hidden costs. And I believe that what that's referring to is like when you're purchasing a property, the extra costs that go along with that. There's, I mean, of course, closing costs. You have your fee to pay for the inspection. That's the buyer's responsibility. You're paying for the appraisal. There's definitely fees, but hopefully, if you have the right agent, hopefully it's hard for you to overlook them because they should be laying it all out for you up front and letting you know what to expect. Wouldn't you say that?
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
You have your inspection, you have your appraisal, but don't forget your closing costs. A lot of buyers say they underestimate, I think, their closing costs, which they obviously have their down payment, FHA, it's 3.5% minimal, and then conventional is usually 5. But then they forget about these closing costs, and the average closing cost that I'm seeing is going to be about $7,500 to $10,000, especially this time of year. Due to taxes, it's just the time of year. Closing costs change depending on the date you purchase a home, and that's usually due to tax purposes, too. So that's definitely something to consider.
Would a mortgage company help you with that, too?
Of course. Your lender is your go-to guy and gal when it comes to your estimated closing costs. I always require my lender to send those estimated closing costs, especially with that estimated monthly mortgage payment, with the correct amount down we're looking to submit an offer with. With their pre-approval. So it all should be attached in one email, simply black and white, and it's put in terminology to where you understand exactly what it means and what money you're going to have to bring to that closing table. So there are no hidden fees, like this question says.
Yeah, I like that. All right, next is buying what you want and not what you need. Well,
I want this. What does that mean exactly,
Mariah?
Okay,
if it depends on your budget and what you can afford. Obviously, if you can afford to buy what you want and not what you need, then do whatever you want. That's your, you know, that's your money. You can spend it however you like. I don't think that's too big of a mistake. Just, you know, no one wants to be house poor, but if you can afford that, then, you know,
Don't overexert yourself. We've seen it in the past, though. I love talking to people that have lived more life than me. I get to do it often. That's why I love part of what we do, my job. And I just get to sit in the kitchens with these guys and gals about their life. And they tell me and share these experiences and knowledge. And they said the biggest troubles they've had, whether it was business or just personal home or even divorce, stuff like that, we talk. It's part of our jobs. It's fun. And they said it's overexerting themselves, and it usually came down to finances. And that's true, though. And I really see that happening kind of right now, sadly, in America. Where a lot of people are extending themselves. I mean, I go to the dunes on the occasion. I go riding my bikes, and you see these beautiful trucks, see these beautiful trailers, see these beautiful side-by-sides, bikes, and you just look at it, and you just add up all the debt and costs. You're like, how the heck are people doing this? You know, and then on top of that, they bring it all home. You know, they obviously have a roof over their heads, and there's another debt. So you really got to stop and ask yourself, what do you need versus what do you want? And what's going to be best for you within, you know, 5 years from now? Are you going to see yourself making it? I think that's valid to even put, though. That's a good. Lot of people are in this position that's right good. Now. Yeah.
All right. The next mistake is setting too high of a selling price. I think we both have some things to say about this one. Yeah. I agree with it. I know you agree with it.
Things are changing. Yeah. Things are changing absolutely right now.
Yeah. There's three ways generally that you can list a property. You can overprice it, you can underprice it, or you can price right at the market value where the comps suggest. If you underprice it, what people are doing who are intentionally underpricing right now are setting themselves up for a bidding war. And that's generally what we see when that happens. That's something that sellers and agents are doing intentionally. But when you overprice it, it just doesn't help. You see price reductions, buyers expect a lower offer to be accepted. It's just not good.
And if you put yourself in MLS at the wrong price, you're getting the wrong audience and everything, right? So you got to be careful with that too.
Exactly.
So, well, we're seeing it right now, especially in a market that, we're in McMinnville's market right now. We're over in McMinnville, Newburgh area, working for a client that's out of state. And right now we just see a ton of price reductions. And it's only been on market for 10 days. And you reduce price for $10,000-$20,000.
Yeah.
Well, if it's still on market after that, then what? Now are you going to pay for my client's buyer's closing costs, which is a really good option right now. I wouldn't say pay for all of them, but it just gives us as buyer's agents and even buyers for our audience out there, it gives us more wiggle room with negotiations, which I love to do. If you haven't kind of figured that out yet, listening to me talk over the past few months, I love to negotiate and fight on your behalf to make you more money as a seller, but also cost you less money as a buyer. That's part of our jobs, right? It's one of the funnest things we get to do. It's more creative. And right now we're in a market where we can do that. We have the knowledge and abilities to do that. And that's simply because people overpricing their homes. We're seeing more price reductions, and then those unrealistic expectations as a seller to have 10 offers on their home at that price, they've now just been lied to by their seller's agent because they said, yeah, let's do it at that price just to get another listing. It doesn't make sense. So we got to go in with the listing with a beautiful strategy in what's going to work best for you and your goals from plan A, where you're currently at, to get you to plan B, where you want to be. And that's all part of our listing agreement.
All right, we can take a quick break and we'll come back with some more. You're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a moment.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And we still have one more mistake that is made in real estate. What is that?
All right. Finally, to the last mistake. I thought we'd never get here. All right. So the last mistake, according to HGTV.com's article, is failing to showcase your home and make small cosmetic changes, which, speaking of this, we did do a previous episode where we talked all about getting your home ready to sell, staging, improving what your home looks like, whether you're selling or not, just in general. So if you haven't already, go back and listen to that episode. You can listen to our show in the podcast form on kykn.com or search on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts at Real Estate with Mariah Ann Spence. But that is the last mistake. And I agree with them. I think this, like they said, small cosmetic changes and not showcasing your home can really make a big difference. I've definitely had many times where I've gone into homes and thought, like, man, I wish they would just have, like, fixed the chipping paint and the mark on the wall or whatever, because there was a bunch of them, or decluttered a little because the home seemed like it could look so much nicer if they would have done those small, inexpensive or even free things to showcase it in a better light. So definitely makes a difference. All right. So now, as we promised, we're just going to have a little conversation about what we think makes a home a good investment.
Heck yeah. Brian, what makes a home a good investment? Another reason I was silent is because I want to hear what Brian is saying.
This is all impromptu for you. Okay, so I guess what it comes down to is, if you want to know if a house is a good investment, what I think the best way to determine that is by doing a comparative market analysis, which, if you're not familiar, that just means looking at similar homes in the area that have recently sold. That's what realtors do. That's how we come up with the price. But I wouldn't say to just go look at any CMA, because the agents can add whatever homes they add, and they might not be very educated on how to do a good CMA. And so the most important thing, in my opinion, is making sure that what you're adding to that list of homes that you're comparing this one you might be buying to see if it's a good price or whatever, is that you're sticking with homes that are not just, like, say the house is in South Salem. You don't want to just pull up homes from any other neighborhood in South Salem. You want them to be, like, on your street in the same exact neighborhood. And, of course, especially in low inventory markets, it can be really difficult to find comps. Sometimes there's not that many. Sometimes there's only a couple. Sometimes there's none that are, like, right there. But for the most accurate results, you want them to be right next to you. And then another important thing is you don't want to be comparing a 3-bedroom home that you're thinking about buying to a 5-bedroom home that just sold. You really want to keep that square footage, number of bedroom and bathroom, like, as close as possible to this house. You're built, condition, all of that. You want to keep it so similar, and you're going to get the best results, lot size, all of that. And that's something you got to find a good, if you're looking into investing in a property, you have to find a good realtor that you can trust their comps, that they're going to do an accurate job for you and not just tell you what they think you want to hear or whatever, but they're going to be honest with those comps. And until, of course, you know, if you want to keep doing this consistently, eventually you'll learn to be able to spot it yourself once you've kind of, you know, bought and sold enough houses, is my opinion. But okay. Yeah, that's kind of in a nutshell.
No, that's good. So making your investment is comping out the home to make sure it's worth what it is.
And if the house is under, you know what, if all the other homes are selling for, say, like $600,000, that have the similar criteria, and you're going to be buying yours for less than that, then I would say it's a pretty good deal. That's just my opinion.
Okay. And I heard this the other day on another podcast. And if you're an investor out there, you might get a ton of calls, a ton of cold calls, agents saying, hey, can I sell one of your properties? If you are a buyer and you're wanting to look for an investment property or purchase another investor's property to put one of your tenants in, talk money with them rather than a script or even use an agent. Talk money. Be like, hey, I have another agent or I have a buyer on the line. What's this offer look like for you? Because they'll actually stop what they're doing and know that this is an investment property of mine. Mm. Maybe these numbers do line up right now in this market. Maybe I do want to unload this property. And I've just been talking to a lot of people that are having a hard time finding a home right now or another investment property. Because let's really think about it. Prices are high right now. Numbers are high. The average sale price, like we said, in Southeast Salem is $426,000.
Wow.
You know, if you're looking for that is a long-term return, which that's what an investor does. Crazy. I mean, that's you've really got to be smart. And so don't beat around the bush. Get down to numbers if you want to catch someone's attention. Always look different to the outside eye.
All right, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for next weekend's Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.